producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of radio history, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that's too strong because it's not every day that I wear bib overalls, red and white striped bib overalls, as a matter of fact. And the looks they are attracting today, I can't even describe to you. Most recently from our fine ag commissioner of this great state of North Dakota, Doug Goring, who popped in and said hi. And then sort of looked without saying anything, and I explained, hey, it's the state volleyball tournament. That's right. I'm a proud Deacon parent. And so the Shanley Deacons, along with lots of other schools, rolling in for the tournament. And that's fantastic. So they crank up here later on. Noontime today. As a matter of fact, the first game on a windy Minot Thursday. So we're broadcasting at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. Keep the Sleep Inn in mind if you're ever staying in Minot. They have a shuttle. That's how I'm going to get over there because my wife and daughter are going over to make signs. Maria and Haley.
You're not
going to
hitchhike in those pants? Signs.
I should, shouldn't I? In fact, do you remember, I was here last year, and I actually was earlier this year for a tennis tournament, but I was in the Dakota Square Mall, which is adjacent to the Sleep Inn, and they have those little animal carts. Do you remember those, Todd?
I do remember those.
Yeah, they're like a go-kart, only they're disguised as an animal. So you look like you're sitting on a zebra or whatever, and you're driving around the mall. Yeah. And they rent them. I mean, adults can rent them, but they're generally for kids, right? So I did kids of all ages. Exactly. And I am a kid at heart. Exactly. So I got on one last time. I think if I do that again now with the bib overalls, I'm thinking Jamestown might be paged, right? Paging the state hospital. Lock him up. But I'll see.
Your way home, to stop over there and take it off the interstate and take a picture of you by there.
Good idea.
And we can do a caption this contest on Facebook.
So the Sleep Inn is adjacent to the Dakota Square Mall here, and they also have a shuttle service that will take you anywhere. And the rooms are great. The conference center is fantastic. It's a great place to stay. All right. Later on this hour, we're going to meet someone from Make Minot. Not someone. Sean, SIPA will join us, and we'll talk about their effort to reform Minot government. Looking forward to talking about that. Lynn Helms is our regular guest once a month to talk about what is happening in the latest numbers in oil and gas production. And he is in a meeting this morning and not able to break free of that meeting. So his most able public information officer, Allison Ritter, is going to join us and give us some numbers on that. I still have that New York City terror report I wanted to get to you. So I promise that. The terrorists have issued some kind of warning that they're going to hit New York on the heels of Paris. All of the intelligence analysts had looked at it and said there's no basis for this. They're just saying it. So, again, this is part of the plot of scaring you. Does it work is my question. So I want to know that. We are brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Are you part of that coalition? I hope you are. I hope when you flip the light on, you don't just take that for granted. You recognize that, number one, not only is that electricity reliable, it's also affordable here. We have very affordable electricity. That's because of lignite. The coal industry brings you that. And learn more about all of that and the efforts to end it, thanks to the Clean Power Plan and other things that the federal government are trying to do, at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, Coalition for Secure Energy Future, our fine sponsor this hour. All right, Allison Ritter is here from the Department of Mineral Resources. Hello, Allison, how are you doing?
I am trying not to blow away this morning. 2 days straight of, wow, is this wind crazy.
Yes, isn't it though? My gosh. We're used to wind here, but there's something about that almost tip you over wind that has you going, really? What the heck is going on, right?
It literally blew my 3-year-old hunting hat off his head yesterday when I picked him up from daycare. And, a 3-year-old losing his hat is like the end of the world. And by the grace of God, it blew around the corner of the house, and this morning I ran around the house and found it, so he was happy. But that's some wind when it just blows the hat right off your head.
No kidding. Well, good thing you found it, because he would not have been happy.
No, and never would have found one again. It was like an Elmer Fudd type hat, so it was really, really cute.
I mean, doors are slamming, and it's just a lot of crazy stuff that's going on. So
yeah, but we found the hat. Life
exactly
is good in our
right.
home again.
Life is good. That's fabulous. Glad to hear it. Well, let's talk about the September numbers. That's the most recent numbers available for oil and gas production, and the director's cut is now out. What's your headline, Allison?
Our headline this month, actually, of course, Lynn always comes up with these very clever themes, and the headline this month was Happy Trails to You Until We Meet Again. And we had a special guest in our webinar this month. Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger has joined us over the course of the last year to talk about the large tax trigger, which, if you recall from the most recent legislative session, the legislature repealed part of the large trigger and left some. So we're actually seeing that this large trigger might take effect here beginning December 1st. And so we talked about happy trails to you, the large trigger, because it'll end, though, at the end of this year. So we had Ryan come on and talk a little bit about that and how that could or couldn't affect the state. And what we're really seeing is since the legislature actually took out the portion that talked about new horizontal well production, they actually took that out of this bill at the last minute. So we only have some minor provisions that are possible to hit the state that could go into effect here on December 1st.
By the way, if you have questions or comments for Allison on any of these numbers, feel free to ask 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Dan and Bismarck and Terry and Standing Rock, I see you're calling on the UND name. We're going to get to you as well. But right now, chatting with Allison, I'm guessing you don't want to weigh in on that, Allison. You have your plate full with the
No, I'm an SDSU alum, so I'll stay out of the North Dakota University System discussion. But I can talk about oil production. And so we really talked about the trigger for a vast majority of the director's cut. But oil production sitting in September at about 1.16 million barrels a day. So we're still kind of cruising right along. That all-time high was still in December of 2014. One of the more interesting things that we saw in September was actually producing well count went down. We hadn't seen that happen. And it happened about the end of last year. So it had been a while since we'd seen that happen, and really that's just kind of an overall, result of continued low oil prices. Companies are just looking to store that oil in the ground as long as they can until those prices rebound.
Do we have any, is there a trend yet, now with this quote-unquote new normal and the rigs that we're at as far as production is concerned? Do you expect this to, level off or continue to tick down just a little? What are you anticipating?
Lynn has indicated that he continues to think that there's going to be some pressure on that 1.1 million barrels a day. We're sitting at 64 rigs right now. Completions were actually in the range to increase production. We saw roughly 120 completions in the month of September, but it's kind of playing into that whole keep it in the ground theme. Even though we had enough completions to see production increase, what we really think is happening is that companies are curtailing production either because of low oil prices or to meet the gas capture goals, which were met this past month. But they're really just looking to wait for those prices to rebound. We did see what's been coined in the industry as DUCs, or the drilled but uncompleted wells. We did see that rise above 1,000 for the first time. We're kind of hunkering down to a new normal. But as Lynn indicated last Friday, he thinks that 1.1 million barrels a day is going to see some pressure towards the end of this year.
Okay, we always appreciate an update on the natural gas front as well and the flaring targets and how that's coming. Update us on how the September numbers look there.
Yeah, so flaring is continuing to go down. We saw gas flared go down to 19%. We're seeing statewide Bakken capture up to 82%. If you happen to read the Fargo Forum this morning, you would have seen an article by Amy Dalrymple indicating that one of the largest gas processing plants in the state announced yesterday they're going to have to go down for some maintenance. So when November numbers come out, In a couple months, we could see some pressure on the overall statewide number because of some gas capture maintenance. But we're continuing to see operators meet that goal, and it's either through new well connections or by just self-curtailment.
I see the amount of producing wells is down just a little bit. The all-time high, 13,031, is now 13,025. And that doesn't very often go down. What's happening there?
Yeah, again, that's just operators looking to store that oil in the ground. They're waiting for that price to rebound. We're hypothesizing that a lot of it's just well shut-ins, that companies are just waiting for the price to rebound. While the overall break-even for well operating costs is much, much lower than what we're seeing for break-evens by county, it's really just keeping that oil stored until that they can get a better price.
Makes sense. Allison, thanks for the update. Appreciate you running through the numbers. You bet.
Yeah,
talk to you again soon.
Enjoy Minot, and good luck in the state tournament.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Looking forward to it. Allison Ritter from the Department of Mineral Resources. Back to your calls next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBextract.com.
This isn't bumper music, this is noise. Is this sound Manny, or what is it? Manny, is this like a little...
No, because he'd be playing more PM Dawn if you were picking it.
Yeah, it's all this stuff is on a rotation, so I have no real control over it.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, he played more PM Dawn.
Yeah, now we're talking.
That's what it was sounding like.
Manny's Garage Band better than that stuff.
All for crying out loud. Really?
Yeah. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're looking for you to call 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's Auction Company. Kevin Piper and his crew there have a boatload of why do I keep saying boatload? It's like my word of the week. Have you noticed that? I don't know what the deal is there. They have a lot of upcoming land auctions, is what I wanted to tell you. Featuring exceptional farmland options in McLean and Eddy.
A boatload of farmland auctions? How much farmland do you fit in a boat?
I don't know. Barnes, yeah. Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams. You getting the drift now? Burley, Divide, Nelson. That's just in North Dakota. Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. And some exceptional crop and pasture land. If you want a complete catalog so you can dream a little, they do a great job with their catalogs. Give them a call. They'll send you out, put you on the list free of charge. A great catalog, 877-700-4099. Or you can view all of these auctions at Pifers.com. Pifers.com. Dream a little. And by the way, great investment. I mean, when's the last time the price of land went down, other than some stuff off these, you know, historic ridiculous highs? But there's a solid long-term investment there. Anyway, give Pipers a call. Okay, let's see. Well, we have some calls that have been waiting for a while here on the Cloverdale line. I need to get to them. Let's do that first. Dan Bismarck, next.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Hennon, Mr. God.
We're here.
Good morning.
And Mr. Much too formal for us, yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, I got a solution for the whole UND logo problem. It'll save money for the jerseys, for anything that's posted around Ingersoll, the arena. What you do is you get yourself one of those little vinyl stickers in the shape of a hawk's beak. Put it over top of that Fighting Sioux logo. Got it all taken care of.
So I'm struggling with the visual here. The piece of tape does what?
You put the vinyl sticker that looks like a hawk of the beak of a hawk.
Uh-huh.
You stick it over the front end of that Fighting Sioux Indian logo.
Right.
And it'll look like a fighting hawk.
I got it. Okay. All right. But we'd still see the the feathers in Ben Breen's logo of the Sioux Warrior.
That would be the feathers for the hawk then. And then if they ever do change it back. You can just take off that sticker, and you've got your Fighting Sioux logo again.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can. I'm not sure. By the way, why don't you do this, Dan? Give the NCAA a call. Run that one by them, because I'm guessing if there's any Native American imagery in that logo, no dice, no how, no way. That's the next thing.
No kidding.
I want to see the logo, but I'm here to tell you. I don't think there'll be anything that could even be remotely connected to Native American imagery, which is very sad. This is how dumb this whole thing has gotten. Let's go to Standing Rock. Terry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I am a Lakota from Standing Rock, who the majority of the Society of North Dakota refers to as Sioux. That is not a correct name. When you use the word Fighting Sioux, you're actually honoring the Ojibwa who named us that, which is the snake. And I'm coming from the fact that I am a graduate of UND. My wife is a graduate of UND. And I got a daughter that's a graduate of UND. We went through the verbal abuse while we were there. I had a son that started there. And now I actually got jumped by two white kids and a black kid over this. Of course, I was working down in South Dakota then. I drove all night, packed them up, brought them back. So that's some of the little things that we had to go through. You know, so like I said, you know, that is not a correct name. And by the way, one of the people that, I guess, gave the name to UND is one of my in-laws. You know, and we would have had some good discussions with him, if you know, but has since long passed on. I know a couple of the others, but still, you are not helping us any by calling us a fighting snake.
Yeah, I don't think that's the interpretation shared by all.
That's the dominant society's name for us, and that's not a correct name.
Let me ask you this, Terry. Can I just ask you this?
Yeah.
Get into the mind of your relative that was part of the effort to bestow this name on the University of North Dakota. Why would he say honor us by using the name Fighting Sioux if he thought it was a derogatory name?
That generation probably, yeah.
So my point is there are different interpretations. I've heard what you've said. I hear other people saying very different things. That's just is what it is. So I wouldn't so matter-of-factly say that's what it is. You believe that's what it is. Others believe it to be something different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and the other thing is about us voting down here for it, you know, that's not entirely correct that it just has to be us here at Standing Rock and the North Dakota side. Actually, we don't recognize that state line between North and South Dakota. And again, what everyone refers to as Sioux, we're just 1/7 of the tribe. The majority of the tribe is down in South Dakota, throughout the state of South Dakota.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons that number of people thought it was not Standing Rock's fight, if you will. It was up to Spirit Lake. Do you want to be the Fighting Sioux or not? And there were two based on what the NCAA. Some people believe what you just described is the reason the NCAA asked for both because they knew the outcome would be what it was. But Terry, interesting perspective. I have to tell you, I spent 18 years in Grand Forks. I never saw one credible incident of somebody being belittled because of the Sioux name ever. And I know many were investigated by Presidents Clifford, Baker, Cupchella, and most recently Kelly. And look long and hard for that. It sounds to me like you have had an incident where you mentioned that your son was verbally abused. Was that because the name was changed?
No, he was physically abused. He was jumped by three guys.
Yeah, why?
Two white and one black.
Well, but what would that have anything to do with the name, though?
Yeah, exactly. Because he came out in public against it. And that's what we're surmising.
Your son came out against the name and were abused for that reason. You're surmising. Do you know that though? I mean,
never did catch up with those three individuals, so we'll never know.
No, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's terrible. Bad incident. I'd be upset if I were a parent, and I'd do what you did and drive up there. I'm just curious. How do you know if there's some idiots jump somebody? Are they doing it because they're racist? Are they doing it because they just wanted something to do? I don't know. Tim and Minot want to weigh in on natural gas. We'll do that coming up. And we're going to talk about Make Minot. Make Minot. What's that all about? A group out to do some good for the city of Minot. We're going to tell you about that, too, coming up. We're at the Sleep In today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. They have 2016s in now. That's right. They already have the 2016s in. So you want to see the latest and the greatest. You want to get into a High Plains Apache dealership near you. You find them in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. Exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier as well. The 2015s, they have some incredible deals to move those out right now. So great financing available right now. That's right. So the 2016s are in. They've been released. Deep discounts on the remaining 2015s. Low interest financing. What else can I tell you? If you need a part for a sprayer, the folks at High Plains Apache probably have it. Not only for Apache sprayers, for any of them. ET Ag Center has 50,000 parts in each of their locations. 50,000 parts. So chances are they have it. They don't, they'll have it on your doorstep in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com. Great selection of some used sprayers as well, highplainsapache.com, or stop and see him. Mandan, Frontier, tell them Scott Todd sent you. All right, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, Tim waiting to weigh in from Minot. Hey, Tim, what's up?
I was just looking or listening to your previous call or guest saying something about the oil company shutting down wells to meet the requirements for the gas flaring limitations. I don't know. I kind of think that, you know, in the Bakken oil field, the last time they drilled a dry hole was probably quite a while ago. So, you know, maybe starting in some future date, like after July 1st, 2016, any well drilled, they have to have a gas pipeline going into it before they start drilling. And that way there would be no need for any flaring at all.
Yeah, again, I think you need to be careful in imposing those kinds of things. I think the ideal situation for everybody is to have these gathering systems and do them, but you got to have gathering systems that go to processing plants, you know, so there's a science to all this.
Right.
But the idea that you say, no, we're not going to allow you to drill unless you have a gas gathering system is a way to, you know, force a slowdown, and I don't know about you, but I think we want to go the other way. We want to slow things down. Let's speed them up.
But,
you know,
that's why, you know, I'd pick a date in the future, like July 1st, 2016 or.
Well, they've done that. They have now. I mean, there are new targets they have to meet. You may remember they just loosened them a little bit because of the price of oil and what's going on, but they have targets now they have to meet. We're tracking towards getting to capture. You know,
with the amount of pipelines they already have in existence, you know, it shouldn't be too much involved in getting the pipeline to the well site before they start drilling. I don't know. I have no idea, you know, the exact setup of all the network of all the
pipelines are already.
Let me just ask you this question: Do you think? And good suggestions. I mean, well, always got to throw things on the table here, right? But
right.
Let me just ask you: Do you think that somebody that is drilling for oil and also has the opportunity to capture the gas and sell that doesn't want to do everything in the power to get all of it? I mean, they don't like the idea they're flaring. I don't think. Do you think they do?
We would hope they want to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think everybody has incentive to say capture it. I've just said previously the analogy I use is the oil is the $100 bill and the natural gas is the $1 bill. And if you're telling me I can't pull any of the $100 bills out of the ground until I figure out a way to not lose any of the ones, you're going to hurt commerce. I get we want both. I don't like a dollar bill falling out of my pocket. I don't know about you. I don't think they do either. So I think any fair reading of what they've done to this point says they're making progress on this. So I'm not sure we need more regulation, Tim, is what I'm getting at.
Well, if we put in an oil pipeline alongside the gas pipeline, then it'd take a lot of the oil trucks off the road, too, and improve the driving conditions out in the field.
Well, again, the amount of oil pipelines in the ground has grown and grown and grown. We're doing it. We're on it. Appreciate the call, Tim. Emailer says, are you done talking about this yet? Is the fighting suit name. You keep dragging it on every day, making a big deal about it, even though you say you've had enough with it. I'm not sure I'm dragging it on every day. Look, it's been in the news, right? You know, all the different votes and yesterday the press conference. And so there are news events, and that has led us to say, all right, do you want to talk about this? Some people do. And quite honestly, a lot of people like to weigh in on this. But I ask the question, should we move on? Should we move forward? Emailer says, my professors in college had a rule. If they were going on and on about a subject and we're losing our focus, they wanted us to yell dead horse. Once you've rode a horse to death, you get off, right? Well, I'm yelling out dead horse on the Fighting Hawks issue. Next topic, please. Okay. We will take your advice and talk about fixing Minot. And welcome to the program our next guest, who is part of a organization called Make Minot. They even have hashtags that are Make Minot, which I think is pretty darn cool. Sean Sipma is the representative joining us now to talk a little bit about this. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down here at the Sleep In with you and chat before you head off to some volleyball.
Yeah, you were wondering why I was wearing these bib overalls, and now you know, right?
Absolutely. I thought you might be out candy striping or something, but now it makes sense.
I'll be screaming loud about 12 noon as the Deacons get ready to roll here. But anyway, Sean, thank you for being here. What is Make Minot?
Make Minot is a group of citizens that have come together in Minot, pretty much across the gamut of diversity in terms of what we do professionally, and basically identified what we wanted to achieve in Minot looking at city structure itself. You look at Minot, you're probably aware of a lot of the different issues that have come up between flood control and some of the downtown parking issues and recovery from the flood. And the citizens identified as a need for some change within our governing body, identifying some issues that we need to resolve, being one, accountability and contested elections, fixing some apathy within the city itself and getting people more engaged within our own community. And a big piece of that, we looked around the state at what other cities were doing in terms of their own functioning governments and how well they were working, and looking at ours and then compare contrast. And we saw big room for improvement.
So you have Fargo 5, Bismarck
5.
Grand Forks 7, I believe now, but used to be 14.
Used to be 14, and they built that off of the old ward system as well. They're still in the ward system. They pared it down to 7, and that was after the 97 flood as well. Just about every major city in North Dakota is working off 5 commission style, mind you. What we're looking at is 5. It's more of a new age council system, kind of a hybrid system that is out there, that we get rid of the wards. We elect our aldermen at large, accountable then to each and every citizen in every part of Minot all at the same time, while maintaining those different committee structures that then have that input into that council, a much needed aspect, I think, that we identified, and a lot of people other have too.
How would you do that? How does it, how do you, what is the council at now here?
14.
And you're taking it to?
5.
5. And all at large?
All at large. It's a big step. It's a big process. I think a lot of people have taken some time to gather the information that they want, see the pros and cons out of all of it. And to do that, we went out and petitioned. We got over 2,800 signatures in about a month's time. We went out and hit the streets, about 5 or 6 of us, and then a bunch of people came to us and said, hey, we want to carry those petitions too. We got the signatures. We handed them in. We're in the certification process right now with the city.
The Home Rule Charter of Communities defines how many members of the city council there are, correct?
Mm-hmm. The Home Rule Charter, when our city adopted ours and when many other cities adopted theirs, they tend to adopt the most simplistic form out there. And, for instance, I think it was Jamestown had to amend their Home Rule Charter when they changed their council form, and the same thing with Wahpeton. Defines that council makeup. We need to amend our Home Rule Charter as well, and that was identified when we handed in our petition to change our city council. So right now we're kind of into this gray area where we have a petition that is handed into the city that we now have found that we need to amend our Home Rule Charter. There is an avenue to fix all of this in one shot, to put it out to a vote all at the same time. We can go to the city and we can ask them to forward that question of the amendment to the Home Rule Charter at the same time on asking the people what form of government do they want. Do they want the current one? Do they want the one that we're proposing?
How is this being received by current city leaders?
Well, you can imagine there was some pushback initially. I think a lot of them looked at it as a personal attack. We made it very clear this was not an individual attack on any single city leader, but more on the system itself, a system that many feel is broken or just not working as functionally as it should be. There was some pushback, but I think conversations now with all of them, whether it be through some public communications or individually with them, all of them have identified that change is coming. Now, there's some differing opinions on what size and what form that gets adopted, but all of them now, I think, have more than accepted and realized, too, it's a benefit to the city to reduce our city government size.
Call with a question from a Minot listener. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flagger Hotline. Calls welcome today on the program always. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I signed this petition that the Make Minot group came up with, and I don't sign petitions lightly. I read it from top to bottom. It's very well thought out. I commend them. It's a group of young people, maybe 35, 38 years of age. Most of them own their own businesses in Minot and employ people. It's well thought out, but I note that one of our former mayors, Mayor Orlin Bacchus, who was mayor 15, 20 years ago, and who is now about 80 years old and enjoying life in Arizona, has come up with a plan to simply reduce it to 7 and remain with the wards. Well, Minot has seen some exponential growth lately with after the flood and the oil boom. And if I have a pothole in my district that you can put a basketball in, and you've got one in your district that you can lose a school bus in, but you're in an older section of town, and all this new construction and some certain builders and et cetera have benefited, you've got to influence your alderman to fix your school bus hole as easy as the other guy who lives in the rich area. And it just doesn't work. Under the current system, Minot has 14, and it's shocking the number of votes that are 14 to nothing. I think the Make Minot plan for 5 has been an excellent plan, and if Mayor Bacchus's and the others is so good, what took them 20 years to bring it forth?
Interesting point, Vance. Appreciate that call. We're going to give Sean a chance to respond to that after the break. If you want to hang on and listen, you sure can. Don't go away. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Life of Minot today.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, we're not about selling you a mortgage for a house.
We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hear me saying he alls has it. One of the reasons they have it is because of this world-class distribution center that they have. That, for instance, if I head into the Heat Alls in Aberdeen and I buy a part, it's scanned. That night they know, need another one of those. And so when you go in there, they have it. And folks like Don Gross at the Heat Alls distribution center, he heads the whole operation up. He's the guy that makes sure Heat Alls has it. You know, so there are millions and millions of parts going through their doors every single day. And he's been with Heat Alls about 40 years, started in 1976, and loves it, absolutely loves it. He said, hey, you know what? Heat Alls treats us really well. You know you're part of the family. And he really, and a lot of them are car guys. You know, Don told me that he had a 47 Ford that he was working on back when he was a lot younger. But I'd love to see that 47 Ford right now. It was his grandfather's. Nobody could get it running. He tinkered with it, got it running. but then turned around and sold it. So he'd like to have that one back. If you've seen Don's 47 Ford, would you let him know? His first car is 69 SS Chevelle. And I asked him, what do you like most about Hedolls? He's a family-run business. We treat everybody like their family, too. We take pride in what we do. And, you know, we love just taking care of folks, finding the correct parts, diagnose what the problem is. The box stores don't do that. You know what? We tell you what you need. Isn't that great? Hedolls has it. Say hi to Don Gross next time you see him. All right. So before the break, we're continuing our conversation now from Minot today. We're at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center, by the way. I'm about to hop the shuttle over to the Dome to watch a little state volleyball. And they have a shuttle here, and they have Dakota Square Mall here, and they have a great conference center. That's why I love staying at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center here. But Sean Sipma is here from Make Minot Campaign. And we had a call from a listener in Minot who's saying, hey, you got a great plan there. Why in the world is a former mayor coming forward? If he didn't like it, he should have forwarded that a long time ago. What about his comments?
Well, that's a very, very good point, and it's one that we've been fielding quite a bit. We had put our proposal out there in early September on what our plan was and laid it out. It was a couple of weeks later that former Mayor Bacchus stepped up to the city council and proposed a different plan, maintaining the ward systems, but adding one at large, and wanted the city council to address that. They've tabled it. We've had discussions with the city. We certainly do not agree with the proposal because it does not achieve what we're looking for, and that's the accountability piece, that each alderman is accountable to everyone and all areas of Minot and not just a single ward. It can be a little bit of politics at play. At the end of the day, I don't care what form of government you're in, there's politics at play. So why do you think
the mayor is so entrenched on keeping it? In other words, he probably sees a train moving down the station here, right? You're going to go to you're going to have a lot less council members. Mm-hmm. You propose that it be efficient and it be at large, which, by the way, will attract more candidates, which has been a problem here, right?
It's been a huge, huge problem. We have, in the last 25 different alderman seats that have been up for election, only 6 of them were contested. That's not an election process. That's almost an appointment process. Even if you have 5 seats that are coming up for election, if you have 7 candidates, you're still going to have a contested race. People are actually going to have to go out and campaign and talk a little bit about what their vision is, what they want to do with that seat.
What's his, what is the argument from him or anybody that thinks that there ought to be, okay, we agree with you, there should be less, but it should be not as many, not as many reductions as you'd like, and keep the wards. Why?
I think it falls back into a little bit of, it's a security blanket issue, or that's how it's been. This system has been in place since the early 1930s. It's all that this city has known, all that the people have known. I think a few people, and I say a few people because I was out at the Egg Show the last couple of days, the Heartland Egg Show here in Minot, and I was trying to go out there for my business and ended up talking mostly about city council issues, but I guess better for it. But an outpouring of support from people that said, we love your idea, we've got your back on this. But I think there's a few people out there that are just holding on to that. They have that alderman or aldermen that are dedicated to them. They think that if they lose that one person that's dedicated to them, they're going to lose their voice. In fact, that's not right, because you're going to be gaining 4 instead of just having 1 or 2.
Yeah, 5 advocates now, right?
And they're responsible to you and to everybody else come election time.
Quick question from Jeff in Williston for Sean. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I was just wondering why nobody's addressing the real problem, which is city management. You know, these aldermen, they give over their power to city manager Cindy Hemphill, and that's just what the real problem is, ruining the city of Minot, because everybody gives her the power, and she's running the town into the ground.
Well, I think I have to correct one small little. Cindy is the finance director. City manager Lee Staub is the city manager. If you look back a little, I think it's been about a year now, we went for a time without a city manager, and that's where Cindy was the acting manager for a while. And to address a little bit of what he said, leadership. With 14 people, it's tough to identify leadership.
Yes.
How do you become a leader?
That's an interesting point, because you do have, and I've seen that in other places. I mean, some of these folks can kind of just get by. When there's more of them, there's really nobody they have to answer to. And so it's easier to sort of run roughshod, if you will, over a council.
That's exactly what's happening in the city of Minot is that this city finance director, Lee Staub, I understand, is doing a great job. But the problem is this Cindy Hempfill, she's firing employees, and that's probably part of the reason why they lost their city attorney. And it's just a travesty in the city of Minot, which is my hometown.
Jeff, appreciate the call. Thank you. Up against the clock here, so we'll have to continue to watch this debate and pass it along. Tell you what, if I was here, I'd be voting for it. And look forward to being on the ballot because it's worked in other places. So good luck with the effort. How do folks find out more?
They go to MakeMinot.com or contact us. We're accessible. We're out there. We're more than willing to talk.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to get up to Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour Time in Cooperstown today from 2 until 6. God bless you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.